Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now. Brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring to you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Man, we're good. I wanted to get kind of a, and it doesn't just have to be about the Cowboys, but a philosophical NFL question for you, is we were talking about the potential of, you know, reinforcements with CeeDee Lamb, Tyler Booker not going on injured reserve, Kalen Carson saying he hopes that he can practice in theory, Maffa, Mingo, Peyton Turner being eligible to come off IR, same with Revel. Do you feel like that could potentially be the cavalry coming in, or because of the nature of the NFL, are you like, that's great, but in the meantime, unfortunately, probably other people will get hurt?
That's good. And they will get hurt, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, but look at it this way. For the majority of those guys, let's take Mingo and Revel, for example, okay? Mingo at least been to training camp, right?
Yeah.
And he's practiced.
Yeah.
I was talking to Revel yesterday, and he reminded me it's been a year since he played football. So while physically he may be ready to start practicing, you know, it's going to take a little bit of a ramp up time since he's basically not had a helmet on since the third game of the college season last year. So, you know, I think he can help them, you know, once he's ready to play, but I don't know that, you know, he goes out there on Wednesday and plays on Sunday.
Jerry Jones is really pushing that hype level, though, Mickey.
Well, no, I know. And because physically he's ready.
Yeah.
You know, and if this didn't happen, I think he would have been one of their somehow, some way top three, no less than top four cornerbacks out there. And he would have been playing. But unfortunately, you know, they're going to have to get him ready.
Yeah.
And by his own count, because normally guys go, yeah, I'll play tomorrow.
Yeah.
And he was being realistic. And I think him being realistic as a rookie, he's listening to the trainers. So that's where he's getting that from. But yeah, I think that, you know, Kalen Carson, at least he was in training camp for a while before he got hurt. That certainly helps. And I think, you know, Jerry talked about, you know, they got Clowney coming. You know, he played 26 snaps, 23 snaps, something like that. And, no, not bad. He didn't, you know, break up the game, but that showed some promise. So maybe with another week of practice, you know, he helps you. And then the other thing, remember, if you want to put those guys in the 53, somebody's got to go.
Right.
So there's there's some moving parts there. But I think if you And I don't know if we touched on this yesterday or not, but I think if you look at the level of play of some of the young guys on Sunday night, I think you had to be encouraged, right? I mean, weren't we all going, oh, geez, they got to play Brock Hoffman at center and TJ Bass at guard, right?
Yes.
And you're going, oh, what could be worse? Well, here's what could be worse. Guyton goes out with a concussion, and Nate Thomas comes in, and not only did they rotate him in at right tackle, knowing that at times Terrence Steele has trouble in pass pro, right? And that if that became a problem, they had him ready to go in and play right tackle. And he did. I think he had a series maybe or two there. And then Guyton gets hurt. And this young kid who hadn't played a football game since 2023, a real one, went over to left tackle and played and did a nice job. So they've got some young guys coming on. Ezeraku, I thought that was his best game. And I bet he gets more snaps. They played Leofile, they played Shamar James. So they got some young guys, and, you know, they're not going to all be instant contributors right when they step on the NFL field as rookies, but give them a couple games, and, you know, you got to be encouraged by that. The rest of the guys, you know, we know, I don't need to point out defensively, they got to get better. But you can't go out there playing defense and allow the offense to convert 11 of 14 third downs and the only fourth down attempt.
Yeah.
That just, you're going to get beat by that if you can't get off the field.
Overshown, though, is going to be back.
And Overshown at some point.
So don't worry about that, Kevin.
That's
still probably a month away.
Yes.
Right?
It won't be before November.
Yeah. And you know, and everybody says Thanksgiving. Well, okay, you know, they practice once before Thanksgiving after you play on Sunday, right? So if he's not ready to play on that Sunday before Thanksgiving, he's certainly not ready to play on Thanksgiving, right? And you would have to be ready a week before that Sunday before Thanksgiving to think that, you know, okay, he's ready to go. But that certainly would help out the linebacker position. And it's good that James...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Got in there and got some snaps and get his feet wet because he's, you know, we saw it in training camp at times. He's got some athletic ability out there. To make plays. Now he's just got to get confidence to be able to go out there and do it.
I'm not sure, Mickey, how, like, where we stand with Miles Sanders, but the...
That didn't sound good.
Does that mean, okay, does that lend itself to Jaden Blue getting his first opportunity, and does he help on special teams too?
I would think so, and that's one of the things I think they've been concentrating on with him, because if you're going to be a backup running back, well, you got to do something else. Well, maybe, you know, he's the second guy out there on kickoff return. And you know how they were trying to hide that in I formation back there and then let Turpin be able to go one way or the other. But if you have confidence in him to catch the ball and hold on to it, you know, that gives you another dimension, and it gives you another dimension on the offense to be able to put that speed on the field along with Turpin at the same time. So my understanding was he was the last one to become inactive. He was that close on Sunday to being given a uniform for the game.
For James Houston, would you like to see more snaps for him? I'm not saying like, hey, he needs to be out there the whole time, but he's playing like maybe about a quarter of the snaps. It seems like he's had some impact. Would you like to see even a slight uptick for that?
I would have to see him improve in the run game.
Okay.
I think that, you know, when we've seen him, he's flashed, you know, with his pass rush and things like that. So he ended up playing 22 snaps, so it was 27%.
Okay.
But yeah, he also helped on special teams, so he helped there. So that's a good thing. But again, if you keep an eye on him sometimes in against the run, he gets caved on the edge, and he's got to do a better job of setting the edge against the run.
I know there's not an exact equation for it, but again, your general football philosophy, what's the potential trade-off that you would allow for, this person is maybe not so great against the run, but they're one of our better shots to like get pressure or force a turnover? You know what I'm saying? Like, I accept your premise for sure.
Yeah.
What's kind of a general trade-off that you would accept?
I think you have to be careful on how many snaps a guy like that gets.
Okay.
You know, it's sort of like my analogy is if you got a second baseman getting 200 at-bats, and he might hit 280, and if you give him 400, he might hit 225.
Okay.
So I think
spotting
him...
But what's his OPS, Mickey?
Yeah. what's OPS? I forgot.
Stop it!
So, you know what? When they put all those slash things in baseball, I need some acronyms to go with them, right?
Okay, we will...
there's so many.
We actually were kind of having a conversation about that. We will work on that.
Yeah. But anyway, I think that, you know, he'll earn some more snaps, maybe more in, you know, pass rush situations, but... you know, that's kind of where you're going to probably use Clowney more. You want Sam Williams out there in those situations. And it's almost like they got too many pass rush specialists and not run down defensive ends. I think that's where DeMarcus Lawrence separated himself from everybody, that he was one of their best run defenders as a defensive end. And those guys got to be able to set the edge and not let the ball bounce outside. And, you know, there as well as I think as Raku played, there was a couple times he got caved in.
Yes.
And didn't hold the edge.
Yes.
And so you can't get pass rush happy. You got to first make sure that, you know, if it's an either or, you better take the or, meaning you better stop the run and not get pass rush happy.
Yeah, and that's happened multiple times throughout the season to start with Ezraku. Hopefully he's, you know, develops and grows and learns it. So what you're saying, though, is that they need like a Myles Garrett type, you know, one that can do everything.
Yeah, because, I mean, think about it. You know, the Packers didn't ask Micah Parsons to play every down because they know, you know, he at his weight and built, you know, he could be a liability against the run on the outside. He's a pass rusher. And a really good one. And it certainly helps when somebody misses a block on the goal line that he can run free to the quarterback on second down.
Yeah, yeah.
So, which was another thing. You know, I know there's the discussion on going for it on fourth down in overtime. If you go back and look at the first three plays, each one of those, they had a missed block on the offensive line.
Mm.
And it didn't seem like that happened that much during the game. But at that sequence, you know, if your play caller's sitting there going, well, I don't know, what just happened? We just missed that block and then that block and then that block. Do I go for it on fourth down with the confidence that they're not going to miss another block?
Right, yeah.
And I'm sure that probably entered into their mind in the discussion of, you know, going for it or, you know, and maybe winning the game or going for it and maybe losing the game.
I conceded yesterday, Mickey, just because I would have wanted it to look different on fourth down. It does not mean that it necessarily would have. I will absolutely concede that point. All right.
And I think good on Schottenheimer, because I thought he called a great game, right? And
sure.
He even said the third down call he didn't like.
Yeah.
And so, you know, unfortunately, you don't get a do-over until the next game.
Exactly. And luckily, you get to go up against a team next that has won no games. And we've won one.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's a road game, and they haven't won a road game since last year.
Oh, okay.
Man. But they did beat Carolina, so.
We'll get the hype train for that going tomorrow. Mickey, thank you very much. Good sir.
All right. Good talking with you.
Bye, Mick.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.